Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Bushman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. Today, we're going to take a look at relationships and numerology. So I highly recommend listening to the intro so that you understand sort of what to listen for and why. So what we're going to be looking at is, based on our own personal numerology, what we tend to look for in a partner. Now, this can be for a romantic partner. This can be for friendships, who we surround ourselves with. But this is not about compatibility, okay? Compatibility, when we look at compatibility in numerology, that's very different than what we're looking at today. In compatibility, we're looking at the numerology of each individual and how they sort of interplay, how those energies interplay, and how to open the lines of communication and how to work with one another and where there might need to be some extra effort put into that connection to make it work, right? Based on, again, the vibrations of the numbers. But in compatibility, we look at the numerology of each individual. And I do actually offer in-depth compatibility reports and readings on my website. So if you're interested in that, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. But today, we're actually going to be looking at our own unique numerology and what that says about sort of who we attract, what we look for in another partner or another person, right? Again, it can be any kind of relationship. Now, one thing that I will say is this energy that we look for is based on our life path number and our birthday number. And I've got the calculations down below in the description box for how to calculate for both your life path number and your birthday number. And I recommend listening for both because both interplay and play a part in, again, who we or what we look for as far as characteristics in another person, in another relationship. Now, this is what we subconsciously and consciously look for in a partner based on our own personal numerology. So what I mean by that is, obviously, when we're consciously aware of what we're looking for, it makes sense, right? There's active traits that we are seeking out in another person. But when we subconsciously do that, that's more the soul saying, this is a connection, or these are experiences that we need to have to learn something from this individual, to learn something from this soul contract. And so we can subconsciously seek out sort of the lower vibrations of the energy to teach us something. And so in this reading today, I'm going to talk about the higher and the lower vibrations of the numbers in a way that will sort of explain what we can learn from both sides of it, right? The higher expression is what we want to sort of incorporate into our own journey, right? Because again, this is the life path number and the birthday number. But for the life path number, we often will seek out an individual who has those traits or those characteristics to teach us how to step into that energy. Because remember, the life path number is what we want to step into in this lifetime. And the lower vibrations of those numbers can hold wisdom, right? It has something for us to learn and to overcome and to see, you know, what we don't want to be or what we don't want to attract, right? It's what helps us to really see through another perspective the lower vibration of, let's say, the life path number so that we can recognize it within ourselves. So essentially, the other person becomes a mirror for us to see what it is, to see what that vibration looks like in the lower octave as well as the higher octave. I want to reiterate that it's not necessarily that the other person has this number as their life path or another prominent placement. So let's say that your life path number is 4. You might be seeking out, consciously or subconsciously, the vibration of the 4 in other people that you meet, but that doesn't mean that they have those numbers in their placements, right? In their report. So again, this is not compatibility. This is strictly based on your own numerology. What I will say about why we look at the life path and the birthday number. So again, the life path number, and again, I recommend listening for both. The life path number is, again, what we are seeking out in another person to sort of teach us how to step into that vibration. So typically, we would be looking for someone that has sort of mastered those characteristics, right? Those traits. And that can help us to step into that vibration, right? With the birthday number, this actually reminds us of who we are at our core, because the birthday number shows us what we've mastered in a past lifetime. It's the gifts that we already have innately that we brought forward in this lifetime. So when we seek out someone who has that vibration or has those characteristics, it reminds us of what we already have and can tap into. And so it sort of pushes us in that direction so that we can tap into those gifts, utilize them to help us to step into the life path number. And if we encounter someone who has the characteristics and traits of our birthday number and they're in the lower octave, it can remind us of how we don't want to use that energy in this lifetime, right? Again, essentially becoming a mirror and reminding us of, you know, again, that we want to be in the higher octave of that energy. So there's a lot to kind of take in. So again, if you have any questions, just let me know and I'll be happy to address them as I can in the comment section. But let's take a look at each life path and birthday number and the traits that that can hold for a potential partner, friend, colleague, etc., any relationship. All right, let's take a look. If you are a life path 2 or you have a birthday number 2, then you might attract or look for in a relationship people who have the attributes or characteristics of the 2. And so first, let's look at the lower expression of this energy. And of course, we'll look for and attract whatever it is that we need to learn on our journey. So sometimes we'll attract the lower vibration. Sometimes we'll attract the higher vibration or the higher octave. So in the lower vibration of this energy, we can see people who are more highly sensitive, but who lack emotional maturity. So these are people who could be very childish in their behavior, sort of like throwing a tantrum if they don't get what they want, or being very reactive, almost to an extreme, that kind of where the punishment doesn't fit the crime, so to speak. Taking things to the extreme when it comes to their emotions. They're very emotionally sensitive, but it's very much about their emotions. And they don't have a lot of space for how others are feeling, right? So if this is a partnership, then it becomes that dynamic of tiptoeing around this person's emotions. These are people who can be very impatient and explosive, because there's, again, when we talk about the 2 characteristics, it's highly sensitive. It's a very emotionally driven. And so if you're in the sort of detriment of this energy, you don't know how to handle that emotional charge. So a lot of times it turns into lashing out at other people and sort of barfing your emotions all over others, or letting those emotions build, and then exploding at whoever is in your vicinity type of thing. So it becomes this very reactionary type of dynamic where the other person feels like they have to walk on eggshells. And it can be somewhat abusive in a sense, and I would say emotionally abusive. Not always, but there's definitely lack of emotional maturity. There's also, when we're talking about the lower expression, poor communication skills, an inability to, of course, like work with conflict resolution, any kind of communication, any availability to hear another person's perspective or what they have to say. In the lower vibration of this 2 energy, it can be very biased. It can be almost sort of like an instigator of separation, right? Where it's like instead of being the harmonizer or bringing the balance, which is the higher octave of the two, it's more about my way or the highway, or I'm right, or this is, you know, this is the truth and everything else is not the truth, when really it's more based on opinion, right? And so it becomes this very charged atmosphere where it's very biased, right? And it's that bias is creating separation in some way. There can also be this extreme stubbornness with this energy where, you know, again, it's sort of a fixed energy where it's fixed in its ways. And there's no sort of moving that mountain, so to speak. The other thing I would say is oftentimes in the lower vibration, again, of course, we talked about communication, but there's no sort of compassion or empathy or understanding for the other person or how the message is received, right? So again, this would be someone, if it's in the lower vibration, where if you say or do something that goes against their very rigid belief system or whatever it is that they have in their mind, or however they're feeling emotionally in that moment, if it goes against that, then you could find yourself being blocked with no explanation, or you know, they would break up with no explanation type thing, or cut that friendship off with no explanation. So again, it comes back to emotional maturity and the lack thereof in the lower vibration. Now, in the higher vibration of somebody who has sort of mastered this energy or has these characteristics in the higher octave, this is an incredibly beautiful energy. This is very diplomatic. This is someone who is able to express themselves in a very healthy way. They're able to channel their emotions into productivity and something positive and beneficial. Typically, people who have these characteristics in the higher octave of them are able to speak to a room of varied individuals and have their message land and be digested without defensiveness. So without sort of instigating any kind of defensiveness from the crowd that they're speaking to, right? They're able to deliver a message in a healthy way. Also, they're able to really work with their emotions. They're able to, you know, sit with their emotions, feel them, you know, transmute them into something positive, into something healthy. It's not about suppressing and then exploding. It's about working with their emotions and their feelings. They are incredibly sensitive individuals, but they're able to use that sensitivity for good and to help others. And they become this sort of individual who their goal becomes about bringing people together, harmony, balance, communication, understanding, compromise. They are also able to be very honest with themselves and speak their truth, right? While also holding space for another to do the same. So it's not about reactivity. It's about responsiveness and holding space for not only themselves and their own emotions and their own honesty, but that of the other individual as well. So it becomes this very safe space, this very beautiful, harmonious energy to be in the presence of. It's about mending and healing and balancing. And these are people who would want to get to the root of something, to heal it, to mend it, to make it better, to find the common ground and bring people together in that common ground. It's not about divisiveness. It's not about being right, right or wrong. It's about let's find what works for everybody or the majority and let's make it work type thing. So it's a very, again, solution focused type of energy, but in a very balanced, harmonious way. So these are definitely people who are very loving and peacekeeping and they want to work through it and fight the problem together as opposed to fighting each other, right? Which becomes incredibly beautiful and an incredibly beautiful energy to be around. These are also people, again, who can, you know, be leaders within a group dynamic, where they're not choosing sides, they're finding, again, that common ground. So again, these would be leaders of movements that you would want to be a part of type thing. There's also a tremendous amount of patience with people who are in the higher octave of this vibration, fair-mindedness. These are people who are very open to other ideas and cultures and ways of doing things. And then, again, finding ways to come together to sort of mesh or merge those ideas, those cultures, those, you know, whatever it is, to create an environment that serves the all, right? The group. So incredibly beautiful. Also, they typically tend to be great listeners and great, again, communicators. It's all about communication with them and having that open line of communication where you feel safe to be able to express yourself and feel heard and listened to. It's also an incredibly giving type of energy, but not giving with resentment. It's kind of like they know when to say no. They know when to stand their ground, and they're not easily influenced by the outside, right? They're very decisive. They use their own discernment. So there's this strength associated with this two energy, even though it's very sensitive, it's also very much in its power in the higher octave. So if you're a life path two, you could seek out someone who, again, you know, subconsciously seek out someone who has these strong attributes, who is in the higher octave, to mirror back to you what it is that you're stepping into or what your soul is trying to get you to step into. And it can also show you the lower octave of, you know, if you encounter someone who has those lower vibrations, of what you're trying to overcome and move beyond to do with this vibration. And if you're someone who has a birthday number of two, then encountering someone with a two vibration reminds you of what you've already mastered in a past lifetime and can tap into in this lifetime to do some really great things with, and to help you to also step into your own life path number.